Hello everyone, and welcome back to a very long-awaited episode from the Rare Podcast. My name is Kevin, and welcome to the podcast. I know it's been a while. I think the last one I recorded was like November, December, but I'm not gonna lie to you guys, it's been very difficult to record. Just because school is a pain, working full-time is hard, so kind of meshing the both of them haven't been the best. So, you know, having the time to do a podcast episode, you know, takes about an hour or two. And as of right now, or during that time from December to now, which is April, you know, I had other kind of things to worry about. You know, I am graduating with my bachelor's this May, so you know, I told myself podcast episodes can wait, but graduation can't. So I've been finishing my assignments, getting through them, but today is Easter and I had a lot going on and a lot of plans, but I'm not gonna lie to you, it's been very difficult and I've been so unmotivated. So I've been playing games, I've been playing Smash, and I just told myself, okay, you know, if I can't be playing game all day, let's go ahead and do something. And I was actually planning on putting out more content in May and being a little bit more consecutive, since I would have a little bit of time before I start my master's. So yeah, I thought let's just do it now, since I absolutely am bored to death and feeling unmotivated. So why not do something kind of productive in a sense? I do want to go ahead and, so for this episode, we're going to be talking about my Grammys reaction. And as you know, the Grammys took place a few weeks ago, and I'm pretty overall, I did watch the performances and the awards. I actually watched the pre-show too, where they announce a lot of awards that people may not know, so things that aren't like televised. So you know, you have like non-engineering album, best pop Latin album, so things that aren't, you know, displayed again, because there's a lot of categories. I think they're like there's like over 100. I mean, it was non-stop, the show. I think itself was like an hour and 30 to 2 hours, and they were going, you know, like non-stop. I don't think there was a break either. So for them to announce all those awards, you know, also adding a little bit of performances here and there, like, it was a lot. So I thought I would give you my reaction. So I know I did my predictions in a sense, and I think I didn't do so well. So we're gonna, okay, whoa. So before we start with that, totally forgot, let's go ahead and give my Selena fact of the day, since it is called the Rare Podcast. So for the fact for Selena today, sadly, don't want to say, but she did not win her Grammy nomination for Best Latin Pop Album. I think she lost against a guy named Alex or Mark Cubano, I think. I'm not sure. I did record my reaction, and let me tell you, I was so disappointed. I think a lot of people, or a lot of music publishers, predicted like Golden Derby and Billboard. I believe they said that Selena had a really high chance, and Camilo. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, if Selena doesn't get this award, because sometimes the Grammys, or you know, can be a little iffy, I feel like, with giving out or awarding the nominees or picking a winner. You know, I'm like, okay, if they don't pick her because it's Selena, they're gonna pick Camilo. And even though I wasn't the biggest fan, obviously, because I really want Selena to win, I was like, okay, I feel like it would go with him if, you know, the odds are the way it is. But yeah, none of them won. And I gave it to a guy who, I was looking at a lot of reviews, and in terms of user reviews, wasn't the best. There wasn't, I don't think, any even critic reviews for it. So not sure how he won, but congrats to him. Sad for me, but I'm happy she got nominated. I'm glad that at least she's getting a little recognition. So hopefully moving forward, when she does release more music that's not or that is like Latin pop or just pop in general or dance music or whatever, like she has an opportunity to get nominated, because I feel like there's a lot of artists like Nicki Minaj, Katy Perry, just to name a few, even, you know, like Selena, Miley Cyrus, who haven't won a Grammy yet. And to me, it's really confusing because they show so much versatility. They've been in the game for so long, and they have a lot of songs I truly feel are Grammy worthy, or should at least be Grammy nominated. But again, it is what it is. Maybe because I'm not a music, you know, like enthusiast in a sense. Like, I love music, I love listening to it, and I feel like I have a good idea of what in a way is good or not. But again, music's very subjective too. That's a really big thing. I feel like it's really hard in terms of picking nominations and winners, which again, I understand, because people don't realize that everyone's taste is different. Just because one group of people on Twitter find this person or think they should get nominated, maybe in general or in terms of the music style, production, and you know, like all the little things that go into the song or album, maybe it wasn't Grammy worthy. So there's a lot of factors to consider, but again, I'm just really happy she got nominated. So yeah, let's go ahead and get started. I'm just gonna do a few, I would say, the main categories, maybe some pop ones, and just see. I don't remember, honestly, my predictions. I mean, just from what I feel now, I feel like it's what I said before. Let's go ahead and recap. So for Record of the Year, so this award, again, goes to the artists, the producers, people who worked on the songs, the mix, so I think everyone involved in it. So we still have I Still Have Faith in You by ABBA, Freedom by John Basti, I Get a Kick Out of You by Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, Peaches by Justin Bieber, Right on Time by Brandy, Kiss Me More by Doja Cat featuring SZA, Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish, Montero by Lil Nas X, Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo, and Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic. So, I think I remember this, but I believed, like, what would happen with Billie Eilish was, since Olivia honestly had such a really big breakthrough last year, and I truly think that she could have taken and swept with the big four. You know, I mean, she did win the Best New Artist, which I think was not surprising. I feel like compared to a lot of the categories, which we'll go through, there was really no competition, just because she had the biggest breakthrough, and she's broke multiple records at such a young age, just like Billie Eilish. And again, I feel like she deserved that award. So in my mind, I believe she was kind of gonna win. I remember, yeah, the big ones. I felt like Billie had a chance. I don't think they would have awarded her 2 years in a row, especially for Happier Than Ever, which I don't think or feel like was her best song, or, you know, from her, and compared with all the other nominees. It's really close, but I feel like, again, you have Driver's License. I feel like it was really good, and Leave the Door Open. Again, my pick truly was Driver's License, maybe Kiss Me More, but to my surprise, honestly, Leave the Door Open won this category. And again, I'm really happy for them. I think with this song, it did provide a lot of different styles, and I think they did a good job, and I feel like it deserved the nomination. Did it, to me, deserve the win? I would say sort of. Again, my pick is still Driver's License. I just feel like the bridge alone, I'm telling you, the bridge was just beautiful. I feel like that song, that bridge, was what made the song so great and so powerful and so popular. And, you know, I feel like it was the right song. I felt like could have won Record of the Year. But again, Leave the Door Open to me is a great option too. So that's the song that won. Moving on to Album of the Year, we have We Are by John Basti, Love for Sale, Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, Justice, Justin Bieber, Planet Her, Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish, Back of My Mind by Her, Montero by Lil Nas X, Sour by Olivia Rodrigo, Evermore by Taylor Swift, and Donda by Kanye West. So for sure, the ones I knew that were out were Kanye West. I honestly didn't think Taylor was gonna win, just because she's won Album of the Year last year. And again, I just feel like she had the, I feel like just because it released back to back, you know, it does get overshadowed. I feel like Evermore, even though it is, again, more based on the quality of music, I feel like it still has to evolve. It does evolve in a way, some popularity, in a sense. Well, in this case, with the winner, not really, but I just had a feeling she wasn't gonna take the award home, so I definitely knocked her out. Justice, I felt like not really had a chance. For my top, again, if I'm not cutting Olivia, because again, I thought she was gonna take the big four. I thought Planet Her honestly had a chance of winning. I feel like that era, the quality of music, it was just so phenomenal, and I just felt like it was it would deserved. I didn't think Billie was gonna take Album of the Year. But yeah, and to my surprise, I think to everyone's surprise, John Bestie took home Album of the Year for We Are. So I did take a listen at this album, and I felt like it. I think with the way with the way the Grammy was kind of choosing the winner in a sense, or when they're all kind of picking who deserved it, I feel like with his album, listening to it, it really told a story. And you can hear when you listen to it from beginning to end, and it's a very it's a very fun album, I feel like. And with compared to the other nominees, I don't think they had kind of a concrete story in a sense. Well, with this one, there was a direction I felt like you can take. With the other ones, again, it's just more of here's all the songs, you know, again, obviously they try to follow the same theme, you know, but obviously it's also based on kind of your interpretation too, with kind of the story a little bit, you know. But I feel like with this one, I really had a direction, and I felt like the quality music, it was fun, and I felt like it was something a little bit different that I personally haven't heard of. Maybe that's how the Grammy was thinking about it. Again, I felt like Olivia deserved it. Sour was a very great album. Again, it had a lot of songs. I feel like overall the story was pretty there too, in terms of kind of, you know, again, in a way, a teenage heartbreak love story kind of ordeal, you know, with a lot of the tracks that they have. And again, I love Sour. I think that album really deserved it. If not Sour, again, Planet Her really, really deserved it. Oh yeah, and then Her, Back of My Mind, that one, I don't know why she gets nominated so much, not gonna lie to you. But yeah, so I'm happy for him. I think they said too in a tweet, that's been 20 something years since a black male artist has won Album of the Year. Or 14 years, I forgot. But yeah, that's crazy. In over a decade, a black male artist has not won. So it's crazy to me, and again, I'm really happy. I can think it was deserved. I think he was surprised from watching it. But yeah, so good for him. Good for him. What else? Let's go ahead and do Song of the Year. So you have Bad Habits with Ed Sheeran, A Beautiful Noise, Brandi Carlile, Driver's License, Fight for You with Her, Happier Than Ever, Kiss Me More, Leave the Door Open, Montero, Peaches, and Right on Time. So again, with this, I thought Driver's License had a chance to win the song, or Song of the Year, because again, this song was great. A masterpiece. Another song I felt like could have had a chance was Kiss Me More, and then Leave the Door Open. I think from what I remember, those were kind of my top ones. Again, Kiss Me More was a very, to me, that could have been a good record of the year, song too, if it was it nominated? Did I say that? Don't remember. No, yes, it did get nominated. That was a song too that I felt like could have won. But with this, Leave the Door Open won. Again, song wise, quality wise, lyrically, amazing too. So I wasn't upset about this one. I think Song of the Year, again, for them to take it home wasn't a bad thing. In a sense, you know, it's a great song. I really, again, wish Olivia would have taken it home, again, or Kiss Me More. To me, those songs were amazing lyrically. But yeah, that is Song of the Year. And then, as I said, for Best New Artist, of course, Olivia Rodrigo won this category. In terms of other people who could have possibly won, Phineas could have. Again, he won a few Grammys in 2019 for being a producer on Billie Eilish's debut album. So I felt like, even though this is his own artist, I feel like it could have played into his favor, again, with the Grammys, again, knowing that he is a known artist. But we have Phineas, the kid, is it Lori? Yeah, the kid Lori? Lori, I don't know. But I felt like he could have taken it home too. Even though I think one of his biggest hits is It Is Day, and one of his well-known hits too. Could have had a chance, and Sweetie as well. But again, overall, I think Olivia's had broken a lot of records. And yeah, I felt like if it didn't go to her, I guess maybe the other ones. But I feel like it would have been really rigged if she did not win this award. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and move on to a few pop categories. So we're gonna go ahead and start with the best pop solo performance. So you have Anyone by Justin Bieber, Right on Time by Brandy, Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish, Positions by Ariana Grande, and then Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. And of course, Olivia took home this award. I felt like this was a for sure win for her. So I'm glad she took this, and even though she did lose in Song of the Year and Record of the Year, Driver's License was, you know, like there was some justice for Driver's License. I'm really glad that she won for this song. I don't think, to me personally, there was any other song that I felt like could have won this besides Driver's License. Like, truly, I feel like those songs were good in a way, but to me, Driver's License, for especially for a pop song, is very, very like Grammy worthy for best pop solo performance. So this is another category where I honestly didn't know where it was gonna go. This happened last year too, I believe, when for best pop solo or for best pop duo performance group, you had like EXILE, or was that like 2 years ago? But you had the one like with a lot of group categories. I just feel like they're so tough because I really don't know where it's gonna go. So for this one, you have I Get a Kick Out of You with Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, which is a great song that they did a cover on. You have Lonely by Justin Bieber and Billy Blanco, Butter by BTS, Higher Power by Coldplay, and Kiss Me More by Doja Cat and SZA. So again, I was really torn. I felt like with the amount of nominations Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga got, I really thought that they would at least take home this category. But no, or even again, BTS. I feel like if Grammy really wanted to pick for that, I think that was a song that could have won. But I am so, so happy that Kiss Me More, again, got justice and won for Best Pop Duo Group Performance. This is also to both of their first Grammys, and this is something I felt like Doja Cat really needed. I know when she got nominated for Say So, and then for the record and song for that, she didn't win anything. So I just, to me, Say So honestly was Record of the Year worthy. Like, that was a Grammy worthy song. And so the fact that she didn't win that and she won any categories during that year, you know, to me, it's really devastating. I feel like as a artist, she's really shown a lot of versatility and that she is Grammy worthy. So I'm so happy that she won for this song, because this song is amazing. And it truly, truly, truly deserves. Again, to me, this could have been Record of the Year, again, worthy too, even Song of the Year. So I'm really happy for them. And yeah, so we're gonna go ahead and do a few more. So this is another pop category. So this is Best Pop Vocal Album. Again, I think there's always a clear winner for this. You have Justice by Justin Bieber, Planet Her by Doja Cat, Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish, Positions by Ariana Grande, and then Sour by Olivia Rodrigo. Again, Sour I felt like was a clear winner, if not Planet Her. So I was really devastated because I really wanted both Olivia to win and Doja Cat, but unfortunately there could be a tie. When I was watching the pre-show, there was actually a tie for one category, I think, and I was so shocked. And you know, I don't think it happens often, but when I guess it's split. But I wish there was a tie for this. Oh my god, Planet Her again is such a great album, and Sour too. But I feel like in terms of like a best pop vocal perform or album, Olivia deserved this. Again, as a whole, the album I felt like told a clear story. All the songs are amazing, and yeah, I just think it's a great album. And as I said too, there's other categories that weren't shown on the live show, which was like best traditional pop vocal album. And I'm really happy that Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga won for this award. Love for Sale is a great album, guys. If you guys like pop music, you know, it's like jazz, It's amazing. It's my favorite type of music. It's something you can listen to while, I mean, for me personally, where you can work out, you can study. Like, it's a great vibe, not vibe, but it brings you a lot of energy in a sense, and I just love it. So those are my reactions for those categories. What do you guys think? To me, again, it's crazy how the Grammys are, you know. Again, every year I know some people are upset that this person won this, you know, that they didn't deserve it, and you know, just want to say that it's never perfect in a sense. In a real world, if everyone could vote for it, then it would be the way it is, and you know, everyone kind of, like, if it was like in a way a fan voted like that, it was truly based off of that, then yeah, everyone's gonna be happy because they're gonna have the winners that come to a full consensus. But you know, again, with the Grammys, with again a lot of different awards, this is purely based on the quality in a way of music, whether you believe that or not. And I'm on the fence too, and I'm guilty of that issue. They have a lot of people, you know, and I think they've done a good job over the years trying to diversify their committee, which is very important. I feel like, especially in the past, with a lot of just having white old men vote in these categories, it's very unfair. I think that was one of my biggest issues, especially with the Academy. It's because, you know, it's not a fair play for a lot of artists, you know? So, you know, it's like you get to pick favorites, and, you know, and you just, it's like, if the committee knows you, not personally, but they kind of know you without even the music, you know, I feel like you have a good chance. You know, if they like you a lot and you're always typically the favorite, then you have a really good chance of getting nominated, you know, and possibly winning. So I'm just glad too that they are able to get a committee that is diverse. Hopefully it can get more diverse. I just feel like, especially with music, since it's so subjective, you really need it to be diverse. Like, you need to. I just feel like there's just no other way, you know. Again, you have to have a lot of credibility too, but I just feel like it would give a good idea of, you know, like the general consensus with the music, and I feel like it would make everything a little bit more fair. Again, as I said, it's not perfect. There's songs or there's records of the year here and there from years ago where I felt like this should have won and everyone agreed, but they didn't win and they're shocked that this won, you know, things like that. So again, I'm just really glad that they're taking the step to be more transparent, to again have that diversity in their committee, just, you know, again, to show up, I feel like, a good way, or to show that, you know, with this winner, this is what, again, they all agreed to. And again, they all are, I would say, in a way, good music experts, so they understand like the little details that we may not see, or I may not see. But yeah, what do you guys think? Are you happy with the results? Are you disappointed? Who do you want to see win? Yeah, those are always thoughts to consider. But again, there's thousands of categories, man. I mean, you have alternative, you know, R&B. Oh my god. Oh yeah, now I'm looking at, okay, before we go, I am looking at tie. So this is another tie in the R&B category that I'm scrolling through. So this is best R&B performance. So with this, there was actually two ties, with Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic and then Pick Up Your Feelings by Jasmine Sullivan. So yeah, ties happen. Leave the Door Open actually won a lot of awards. So I'm seeing that they won for best R&B performance. They have best R&B song as well. So again, kudos to them. I'm really happy for them. Bruno Mars is amazing. Again, I'm really sad that Selena did not win in her category, because it was very, very, very much deserved, I felt like. But again, it is what it is. If that's what the committee thinks it's right, then again, maybe I'm just, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, man. But I'm happy that she's had her nomination. But yeah, guys, let me know what you guys think. Hopefully I can do more of these. This one's a short one. Again, I just really want to, and I guess, check up on you guys for people who are listening. My podcast channel, I guess, I don't know how you call it, has grown a little bit, especially since I haven't posted anything. It's kind of grown at a pretty good pace, so I'm really happy with it. I really want to be more consistent in the future, possibly have some guests, talk about different things, just be more fun. I'm definitely gonna mix it up too. If you guys just, you know, all listening to the end, I'm gonna go ahead and do some more pop related stuff, hopefully, like, you know, artist versus artist, or just best album discover, I don't know. But I do want to go ahead and just add more pop things and add some more personal things and just do fun stuff. I feel like I've really focused a lot on just like me personally, so I want to still keep that and just, you know, again, for people to sing and, you know, to hear my story. Maybe you can relate to it, and maybe it will help you understand too, just in your life, how, you know, it could help you. Just because, again, when I listen to podcasts, I don't find anything where I can kind of relate to in terms of story. So hopefully, you know, you guys can relate to it in some degree, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. But I'm definitely gonna do more of these. So yeah, you'll probably see me in a few weeks when I graduate, and after that I do have some content that I do want to record. So yeah, guys, again, hopefully you guys have a good day wherever you are, and just hopefully you're living life. And until next time, don't forget to stream Rare, and you guys have a good day. Bye.